Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. My co-host, Barbara, which should be here soon, but until then, we have Dale. Are you there, Dale?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Now, how has your day been?
Hectic. I'll start off with, I wanted to tell you this anyway. I went to get my final radiation for my knees for arthritis at the doctor's office. And the good news is I'm able to walk where before I couldn't walk at all. I don't have the pain I had before. I have a little bit, but that's more from, we have a rainstorm coming in. I can walk. I can lift my legs up. I chose to do this instead of getting a knee surgery, two knee surgeries. So okay. I figured that I'll try it, and well, it totally worked.
Just so you know, let me see. Oh, yes, Barbara's here, and Richard appears to be listening. You there, Barbara?
Oh, good.
Yes. Hi, everybody. Sorry to sign in here at the show a couple of minutes late, but oh, my gosh, I was dialing right at 5. I told Johnny I may have to call in a minute late. But
yeah.
Hi. Happy Friday, everybody.
Hi Barbie. How you doing? We're doing real good. Richard is listening. Whether he chooses to participate, we don't know. But let's just all say hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Do you want to
aloha, Richard?
We can check
aloha,
on him to see what
Richard.
He wants. Hey.
What?
I can go check on him by screening if you want.
No, Johnny. Just leave it alone. Okay. Anyway, what I was telling Johnny is I had my third radiation treatment today, and it was successful. Barb, I can walk, and, you know, I can do a lot of things that I didn't do before. I mean, I can't walk, you know, like you would walk, Barbara, with heels or whatever. But I can walk, and I got to work on, you know, the exercising and my legs.
That happened fast. Will you continue to get even better as the minutes, hours go by? Awesome.
Yes. 6 weeks. They say up to 6 weeks, and then I go to the doctor again, and then I'm putting in for, I would like to get my shoulder fixed as well. Any bone that has arthritis on your body, it works on, including your hip, your fingers. My doctor said that he had a lady who was a classical pianist, and she had severe arthritis, and they used it. You know, on her, it's very mild radiation. And he's an oncologist and a radiologist in here out in Reno, and he does the best he can do. And her hands are perfect. There's no problem whatsoever.
That's great, because sometimes it doesn't work on everybody the same.
That's
and
true.
This is the first time it's really kicked in for you, this third visit, correct?
Yeah. Fourth. The doctor was surprised because he said that mine kicked in early, you know. So I'm just excited about it. And I would like to do a documentary about it because this is, Barbara, you'll love this. This is the reaction I got originally when I talked to my orthopedic surgeon and I told him about this treatment. They use it in Europe and Germany and all through Europe, but just new to the U.S. They're working on it here, and Medicare pays for it, you know, to let people know if you're older, you know, you can get it done. when I told him, he scoffed at me and laughed and said, oh, your knees are so bad. You think this is going to work? And he kind of threw the piece of paper that I gave him up in the air. And I said, well, I believe it will. And Richard was the one that told me it would work. You know?
Oh,
so,
gosh. So scoffed
yeah.
at you, huh? You should write him
huh?
a letter. You should write him a little
no,
letter.
No.
About
I called today. I called the office because I wanted to get my x-rays for my right shoulder for maybe the next one. And I said, you know, by the way, you can tell Emma and you can tell my doctor that the radiation worked on me. And I can walk. And if you don't believe me, I'll go into your office and I'll prove it, you know? So,
So the message has been sent.
Yeah. So I let them know. And I said, I'm very happy and the whole bit. And, you know, it's going to take a while, Barbara. I'm going to have to exercise a lot to get the legs going where I want them to be. But we're going through some severe rainstorms in the next few days, so that does play a part. You know,
yes, and be very careful. Don't fall.
No, I'm not worried about falling at all. Actually, I feel very secure. And when I need to, like, go to the swim center where there's a lot of water on the floor, then I can use a push cart. You know, one of those pushers to get me to where I want to go. You know, but I'm
That's
not going to take the chance of falling at all. I hope not.
Are you confident that now you won't have to get knee surgery? Because this is instead of knee surgery, this treatment, correct?
Right. Yes, at this point. But because it's new to the United States, nobody knows how long it'll last. We're only allowed... Like, I had 6 treatments, but we're only allowed to do it twice. That's all you're allowed to do it. And it's a very mild dose of radiation, where in Europe, in Germany, where it originated, they use a massive dose, you know. The inflation, what do you call that, Barbara? The
inflammation.
Inflammation. That's what it attacks, is the inflammation.
Right.
On any part of your body. So I just feel confident in the whole thing. And let me explain real quickly is Richard's under the weather right now, so he's just listening to the show, and we're all very happy about that, okay?
Yes, we sure are.
Yes,
yes Richard, you're listening, and we're glad that you
he's
are.
He's on the switchboard. Yes, he's on the switchboard. So, yes.
You are going to under the weather a little bit, but we're so glad that you're out of the weeds, as in out of the hospital. So we sent you
so
many prayers.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not.
He's
okay.
He's not out of the hospital. He's still in there because they have to have certain meds and they can't find him. You know, with this, I don't know, Barbara, what do you think about the shutdown what do you think about the shutdown of what's going on with the...
Well, I've seen these things before. We've always dealt with it. I mean, I don't know...
Shutdown of what? We have listeners, you guys. Shutdown. I mean, maybe you guys have telepathy, but the rest of us would like to know what you're talking about.
Right.
Johnny, you tell her, because my mind...
Well, he's talking about government shutdowns, I believe, and I'm telling you, we have seen this happen before. It's not, I mean, this wouldn't be the first time this has happened, you know.
No, but it's major.
Some
it's
of us
major.
Haven't watched the news for 5 days, okay? There are people
but
out
I understand
there like
that.
Me who have not had a chance. I mean, because you give the clicker to your guests, and the guest is not tuning in to even a morning show. So I have no idea. So what? We were shut down?
Okay, it's a shutdown of the government, and a lot of people won't get paid. A lot of veterans, a lot of people that have checks, a lot of, you know, there's the, Johnny, help me, there's
government employees.
Yeah, but there's the private places you go to. I can't think of the name. My mind's going blank. You know, if you want to go and...
Can Johnny offer any explanation about what's going on?
Yeah, Johnny,
in
talk.
A nutshell or
I mean, I know that it has something to do... These things didn't happen when one side of the government, both sides of the government cannot agree on a budget. That's the way I understood it. And when they can't agree on a budget, then the shutdowns happen. Does that make sense?
Well, tell her
yes.
What the shutdowns entail.
Well, the reason they have these shutdowns is to encourage both sides to agree. You know, it's to sort of keep both parties.
We know the reason, Johnny. Johnny,
right.
Tell her, okay, you'll still get your Social Security check, but
right.
All government places except for the post office will be closed. And these people will go without pay.
Oh.
You know, they can work, but they will go without pay until the government comes back up. Then they have to give them the money. Also, there's a factor of our food and, you know, all the trucks and everything. It just makes a mess. And one of the DJs on television said, you know, it's really funny. They get paid. You know, the senators and congressmen all get paid. And the poor little guy gets nothing, you know? That's
so,
what it's all about. Maybe one
of
our viewers can...
Uproar? How many days has it gone by? How many days does it usually
last? No,
laugh?
It hasn't happened. It won't happen.
Okay, so we got shut down.
Yeah, it'll happen, hope... what
actually,
I know, I heard on the news...
So, I just looked at this online.
A day and a half.
If a government shutdown will not affect mail delivery.
What?
Government shutdown will not affect mail delivery.
She said that.
Right, I know that.
She said
that's
that.
Mail delivery. Yeah, I said that. But it will affect a lot of things, our food and, you know, gas and everything. So it's really a bitch, you know?
That's too bad. How long do these shutdowns last if they do happen?
We don't know. One lasted, what, 2-3 months or something? One lasted a few weeks. I mean, everybody's different. And it won't start, if it starts at all, till Sunday. You know, so then we'll know. I mean, we'll know then.
So people like us.
Or the 30th.
Is there anything we need to do to prepare that?
Yeah.
That, like,
I've already
like
done
what?
It. I went out and bought a lot of food because who knows what'll get to the stores. I just mainly needed some more food, so I did that. And I'll get my Social Security check. I don't know about the, like, Richard's a veteran, so I don't know what they'll do to the vets. I know they're going to shut them down, too, so they can't work or they won't get money, you know?
That won't be good
so that's,
at all. People are really relying on that check, aren't they?
Yeah. And then these people, even though they have to wait to get paid, some people can't afford, you know, to pay their rent. So
what about the
single
mother
like,
with a child at home whose dad was killed? Any hope for them? I know. Well,
no.
That's me.
No.
I
help.
Hope I will still get my benefits, but I guess I don't know.
What kind of benefits do you get?
Survivors.
Well, I don't know the answer. You can look it up on the internet.
Yeah, now that I know that we almost have been shut down, maybe I will.
Yeah, it's just put up the shutdown and put your survivor benefits and see if you'll still get paid, because I don't know.
Yeah, that wouldn't be
all
so
I
good.
Know is that these people have 5 Republicans holding this at bay. Everybody else is in agreement. So it's pretty sad. And they all get paid and, you know, they live in their fat houses and everybody's talking about, this is why everybody's on strike. They're all talking about, you know, all the rich people and, you know, doing all kind of weird things. And the CEO is taking $40 million while the little guy gets nothing.
I did see that Dianne Feinstein died at 90.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, that's sad. God bless her.
Like the very day, probably.
Pardon me?
She worked up
what
until the very day, yes. Probably.
Yes, she did. Okay,
yep.
Johnny, is Richard still listening?
Richard is listening. He's on the caller.
Yes,
all
right.
Okay. We're going to go to our first caller because Richard would say, Dale, go to your first caller already, right?
Right.
Paul?
Yes.
Okay.
Too many words going on right now. So.
All right. Terry, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. This is who?
This is Terry Stacy.
Where are you calling?
I'll just say Stacy from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. You called before, right, Stacy?
Yes, ma'am.
I hear that you're getting inundated with rain. Is that true?
Oh, my God, yes. We received today, I think they said 8 inches of rain. It's been raining since yesterday.
Oh, my God. And it's causing flooding and flash floods and everything. Yes. And New York City looks terrible at this point. You know, if you watch the news. Barbara, did you know that at all?
No, haven't even seen the news, I think, since Monday.
You and Richard. What can I say?
I didn't have control over my clicker for 5 days, so that's why. Tell us what's going on. Getting a lot of rain?
Yeah, it actually affected the subway.
Stacy, tell her.
Yeah, so right now the subway system has been affected since this morning, okay? The train that I would normally take to work stopped. So there was only bus service. And then with the bus, due to the delays, it made the bus service even worse. I mean, there were mounds of people. I decided to do a call out, you know, because I did leave early to go to work as I would do normally. But today just was not it just wasn't in the cards.
Good. I'm glad you didn't go.
Oh,
I'm really glad you didn't go. And I wouldn't go tomorrow either because wait till it clears up a little because it's insane. The amount of water I got to call my cousin who hit Bergen County in New Jersey as well. So, I am dying to know. I know I heard 6 to 10 inches of rain. Is that correct?
Yes. And so far we received 8 inches this morning. A little while ago when I listened to the Tintin radio, the news radio station. So they said that already New York City has received already up to 8 inches of rain, and more is expected tonight into tomorrow, yes.
That's why I would not go into work tomorrow, okay? I would rather you be safe than sorry. Safe than sorry. Anyway, how can I help you, sweetheart?
Okay, well, just to let you know, I want to do a validation, okay?
Oh, okay.
And I will be setting up a new reading with you this Sunday if you're available.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I talked to you a few weeks ago, okay, in regards to you did a body scan, a scan on me, and you noticed that there was something below the abdominal area, which you said is benign, and I explained to you that I had the uterine fibroid. And you said, well, something is still there. It may, I don't know if it's, you mentioned that you don't know if it's there now or is it going to come back. Well, I did a sonogram at the GYN, and it did come up in the sonogram that the fibroid is still there.
Oh, my goodness.
So what are they going to do? Are they going to remove the fibroid or give you a hysterectomy?
No, I don't want to do a hysterectomy. I'm too young. I don't want to do that now. I'm going to let them remove it. I mean, it's benign. They say it's not causing me any problems where, like, in the beginning, I haven't been able to. Yeah. So I probably will do the benign.
Yeah, I had fibroids almost all my life. That's what caused all my cramps and the pain, and that causes you not to have kids, everything. So, yeah, when it's a small one, you can leave it alone, I guess, and then if it grows a little bigger, then have it taken out. It's no big thing. It's not cancer, and usually fibroids are never cancer. So, you know, you'll be fine.
Okay. I wanted to let you know that. And you told me to get back into physical therapy, and I got back into physical therapy for the knee, so I'm doing good, just to let you know health-wise.
Wonderful. You are very special, and I thank you very much. And Sunday, if you want to call, I'd say around 3 o'clock my time. I don't know, that's your time. You're back each at 6 o'clock your time. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Wait, do you have my number or do you want it?
You can mention it to me, but I already have it.
Okay. It's 808-372-1816. Okay? And I thank you so much for calling.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
Barbara.
That's great.
Barbara?
Well, what a great shout out of your number for everybody else to do exactly what she's doing on Sundays, to call you for a private reading and get results like that. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's good. I can feel Richard. Can you feel him, Barbara? Or is it just me?
Yeah. No, I could feel him. I wasn't even going to say that, but yes, now that you ask, I can't, because I don't want to feel like, oh, my gosh, I feel Richard's energy and be like, everybody would be like, yeah, right. But, okay, I really do, and I have since the beginning.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next caller, because Richard will say go to the next caller.
Is Tracy, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shearer.
Hi, Dale.
Hi, Tracy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay. How goes it in Chicago?
Oh, the weather is beautiful. It's really warm this time of the year. It's absolutely perfect.
Wow. You're lucky. How can I help you, sweetie?
Well, I guess it's no surprise that I called in today because you were talking about your knee. And I'm dealing with a left knee injury that left me disabled. It's been 6 years. I'm still waiting on an accident settlement. And I'm really stressed because it really destroyed my life. I'm in a small apartment. My landlord is, I'm stuck. My landlord is negligent. There's been a lot of problems the past few months with this whole building. I want to move. I feel uninspired. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this situation. I feel like I am.
Okay, let's not be negative.
Yeah,
there are ways out. Okay, my question to you is, do you have any arthritis on your knee at all?
Yes, it's in my knees, my ankles, my hip.
Okay, I want you, please mark this down, look in your area. In each state, they have one, but check with all the oncologists and radiation people. Call them personally and ask if they do radiation on the knees. Okay?
Okay.
You won't be laughed at. But there are, it's just now coming into the United States. I did it. I had everybody tell me I'm crazy, but yet I had a friend who was in my swimming pool, and he had it done in Los Angeles, and they have it in San Francisco. They have it in Reno. So they got to have somebody in Chicago that's doing mm-hmm. it. And the radiation therapy is very mild. You feel nothing. There's no pain. It takes like 15 minutes. It depends. Do you have any insurance?
Yeah, I have state insurance, but they're switching me over to Medicaid and deducting $200 off my disability. So now I'm really financially hurting.
I understand that. But you want to check with the doctors if they take Medicaid, and if so, fine.
Okay.
I know mine took Medicare. So,
okay.
You know, Medicare approves it, so what can I tell you?
Okay.
Just check, okay? That's
mm-hmm.
one way of
mm-hmm.
dealing with the situation if you want to. The other way is knee replacement, which I didn't want to.
Yes.
The other thing is you will be able to move. You need someone to help you find a place that,
mm-hmm.
you know, would be better than where you're living now. But you give it a few months, you know, toward the end of the year or up in that area, and you definitely will be able to move. Okay?
Yes, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, so don't be negative. Just start to be positive about some of the things. I mean, this thing that's going on with the radiation, it's so mild, it's ridiculous. But, you know, it can't hurt you. If they're doing it all through Europe, we're always behind. Right, right, Barbara?
Yeah.
Yes.
Barbara? They're doing
especially
this
Germany.
All through Europe? Yeah, Germany is really a forefront of new things, you know. So I know what she's going through, and I know the pain. And not being able – I mean, I can walk, but, I mean, you know, it's going to take a little while before I get back to the normal walking the way I'd like to because
mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
very, very active. You know, I'm extremely active. My feet go in every direction. Ask Richard if you get a chance. I go in all directions. So
I'm glad you're talking about it. You're going to help people.
Yeah, I want to help people. And I want people to know that this is out there and it is done by an oncologist and a radiologist. It's not quackery. It's for real. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, ma'am.
Let us
Barbara,
know how it goes. Yes.
Talk to me so I don't lose my voice. I usually have Richard to talk to. I can't talk to him.
Richard hardly makes a peep, really. I want Richard to come back. That's wonderful about your knee and that you don't have to go through that agonizing surgery, which is a very long, hard recovery, because I've talked to somebody who has had these. You even sometimes have to sleep in that machine that keeps your knee moving in a circular motion while you sleep at night.
Yeah.
That's what they had to do. But now you
well,
just get a light radiation, and now and it is working. So how wonderful. And plus, you just helped. Maybe this woman will her life will get back
well,
to normal.
Well, you
all.
Need – I know these guys take Medicare. And if Medicare approves it, you can imagine how hard it would have been for them to take it. But – I don't know
but
about Medicaid.
That,
I,
isn't that
you know,
older
but I do
people?
Know the. Pardon me.
Medicare
yes.
isn't
yes.
Medicare what age?
Yes.
What age?
65
and
over, or 62 and over.
Okay. Well, she sounded
okay.
Young.
I wanted to bring.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but they, it isn't that expensive, and maybe they can. The doctors that do it are like. They do chemotherapy as well. So they're trying to get out of that a lot and get into more of this because it's helping people a lot. They see the difference, you know. So I know my doctor eventually, he says he wants to do it full time because it just helps so many people. And in Europe, people have gone several years without, you know, having to go back to get another treatment. in the U.S. This company has only done it for 2 years, but for the first year, nobody's had pain and it's been good. So, you know, we're going to wait and see. You're only allowed to do it twice. But, Barbara, I wanted to, you haven't watched TV at all?
Yes, you know, I've watched everything that my dad wanted to watch.
I wanted to say something before I forget. The Powerball jackpot is $960 million.
I know. I have a ticket.
Are you going to buy a ticket, yeah. Barbara?
Mm-hmm. You said
yeah.
you will?
No,
she's not. Oh, yes, please. That'll be my birthday
present.
You got
to go out. Do you have one?
No, Johnny never gave me a birthday present or a card this year, and I didn't know why. So I'm just going to consider it a birthday present.
Oh, you mean if
yeah,
I win?
Yeah, but it's too late.
Okay.
Oh.
No, the jackpot
so
door is actually
well,
tomorrow.
We can feed a lot of people with $900
million. $960 million, and probably by tomorrow it's going to be the billion. So, you know.
I can't add that far. I can't even imagine what I would do with it, except for I would help people. That's what I would do.
I would probably try.
Maybe nobody will win. Nobody won last
Pardon
time.
Me?
You guys had me go to 7-Eleven. No. Nobody
well,
won last
we'll
time,
try.
Remember?
Yeah.
Try harder.
You know what? I'm feeling lucky. Barbara, I wanted to tell you, you've been watching with your dad. They had a new show on, which is fabulous. It's called The Golden Bachelor. Did you guys get to watch that?
No, but it sounds like something my dad would never, ever in a million years watch. He likes watching
really?
Bombers bomb and aircraft and Blue Angels and yachts and,
so does,
and stuff like that.
So does Richard. Every time I'd walk into the room, you'd be watching something blow up. Or,
yeah.
what are you watching? Yeah. But this Golden Bachelor, it fascinated me to no end. It was a man who was gorgeous. I mean, we're talking drop-dead gorgeous. He was 71 years old, and they gave him all these women, you know, to match up with, just like they would The Bachelor. And I'm telling you, these women, huh?
Were
Pardon
they
me?
His age?
Yeah.
Were they around in the 70s?
No, some were 60s and some were 70.
Okay. What about 80?
You know, they were all, no. Yes, sort of. They had Jimmy Kimmel's aunt on there for fun. She was in
really?
Her 80s, you know, but. Yeah, just for fun. But the Bachelor, I guess they showed him on the morning, you know, Good Morning America. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe how gorgeous he was. It's
wow.
Oh, is that the Golden Bachelor?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Yes, that's what she was talking about.
Okay.
Well, I don't think you guys would have watched, but I watched, and I'm going to keep watching.
I think it sounds
it's
very
really
interesting.
Good.
I'm actually looking it up right now on YouTube just to see if I could get some highlights.
Well, you get a picture of him. He's gorgeous. I mean, you know, and they gave his background. He was married, and his wife died. Well, this is really weird. His wife died of a UTI infection. And that really upset me. And, you know, she didn't know she had it. And, boom, you know, the bacteria crept up, and that was that. And he was married for many, many, many years to her, and it was his high school sweetheart. And he had three kids, and he was gorgeous. Can you see what he looks like, Barbara?
No, because my daughter keeps calling me, and I'm trying to text her that I'm on air. I'm very sorry, you guys, but... Like I told you, remember, Dale, you're like, what if she tries to get a hold of you? She can bypass every block, my daughter. So
really?
That's what's happening right now. I cannot look it up right now because every time I try, she's calling
okay.
me. So
okay.
I'll
what
tell
she
you
want?
When it's so.
Okay.
What does she want? She
All
probably
right.
forgot I had a show
yeah.
today.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Next one, Johnny.
Okay, Gabby, you're live on the air with Psychic Tales Share.
Hi.
Hi, Gabby. What a great name.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from, Miss Depressed Lady?
Stevensville, Texas.
Well, I guess that's a good reason to be depressed. What's going on over there?
Nothing much. I'm just having some problems in my life right now, and I just need some help. And I was wondering if you guys could help me out.
Well, we'll try. But I can only take one question because we have other people on the line. So what is foremost that you want to know?
I've been questioning my gender identity for the past 3 or 4 months now, and I'm wondering, should I transition in this day? Because I'm 32, and I'm just wondering, is it too late? Is it too early? So I'm just wondering.
Okay, well, what's happening with the transition? Do you want to go from girl to guy or guy to girl?
Girl to guy.
What's all the background noise?
Oh, that's my friend. I live in a group home. I'm so sorry.
No, no problem. Okay, girl to guy. I would wait. The government is putting restrictions on a lot of the stuff, and they're not letting people transition. Certain states, you know, are doing that. So, but I would wait a while because I don't feel it's necessary at this point. Just go on the way you are and do what you're doing and just let it go from there. Because you have other issues that you have to take care of, okay?
Yeah, I do. I do have, like, a lot of writing issues because I'm, like, a soap opera writer. And I'm trying to – and the writer's strike is over.
It's over.
Yeah, and I'm just, like, I don't know. I've been writing lately, and I'm just so nervous that I won't get a writing job before the end of the year or probably next year.
Yeah, are you a professional writer?
No, I'm kind of like a self-taught. I kind of learn through reading books and watching videos.
Mhm. You'll get something, especially now. There's a lot of writers that have quit, or there's a lot of writers that are just not doing it right now. So I would just keep submitting and do your thing. And you need, I'm a writer too. I've written 5 books and I'm published. Richard's a writer. He's published. He wrote the book, Bucks Call It Duty, because he's a military man and he did 20 years in the Navy. So we all are writers. So, you know, it depends. You just got to keep submitting, but you need someone to submit for you. Okay. And thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Okay. Johnny, where are we? What's going on?
Nobody
you
right now.
Give out your...
But I'll give out the
number.
Well,
that's because you're not giving out your phone number.
Okay, the number is to call in for a free mini reading is 516-531-9874. And, you know, I don't know, if I win, I might buy a blimp or something that I can put the word, name of the show on or something. I don't know. How much do blimps cost?
What would you do?
To advertise the show. I would put a blimp, and then it would have Life After Happiness on it.
How cool that would be. Would you still
do
the show?
I bet you should.
What?
Would you still do the show if you won
the
lottery?
Of course I would do the show. You know, buy a blimp and do the show. I mean, yeah, it's of course.
So
but
why would it
yeah.
change? It's not like he's like, what is? You would let go all the income, Johnny?
Yeah.
And you have that much money, you'd let go all of your show income? What?
No, I mean, I would definitely buy the blimps. I would buy this big blimp. I would buy this
Why don't you, Johnny? Why don't you rent a blimp instead of buy a blimp?
Well, I don't know.
Why don't you just get the billboard on the... They probably allow people to, like, buy a billboard. some billboards cost $20,000 for a certain amount of time. You could probably do that with a blimp.
Well, you know, actually, there's a joke on Farm that somebody told in you know, on Saturday Night Live, and they it was saying that they, I think there was a chance for people to win advertising during a Super Bowl, and apparently they talked about how somebody who was going to win the advertising is going to put something up that says, "Happy graduation, Eddie."
Oh, God. What would you do, Barb, if you won some money?
Oh, well, that much money, I would buy several homes in all the places that are my favorite places. So I would just start off with one place and then investigate, travel, for sure buy a yacht, travel that way, private jet for sure. I mean, this is an outlandish amount of money. So what the question should be, what wouldn't you do?
Well, you got to look at, you only get half.
Okay, so how much is half of that?
What, $450 million, Johnny? How much?
Well, you know, only is a really one big amount of meaning when you consider the fact that it's $450 million or $500 million. So, I mean, that's after
that. Right.
And it doesn't matter. You could get a private jet if you get half as well.
Right.
Okay, private jet, yacht, homes everywhere around the world. That's what I would do. I mean,
okay.
What else?
What I
feed a country?
Okay,
I'm already doing that.
What I would do, I would love to travel as much as I could to beautiful, warm climates. And I would love to visit Thailand and spend a little time there. I don't need, I thought at one point I would buy a house in Paris and a condo in Paris and do a few things, but I don't know that I'd buy that. I would buy some acreage somewhere that is conducive of no earthquakes or famine or, I have a prediction to make, by the way. I would buy land that's safe, and I would open up a pet for dogs and cats or whatever. I would open up a sanctuary for them, for the rehab, and spend time and just hire a lot of people that would help those animals. That would be my greatest joy. The love of an animal is nothing you could ever imagine. That's what I would
Speaking
do.
Speaking of animals,
the rest, I don't know.
Get horses. I would definitely get horses.
Yeah. Well, I want to make a prediction, Barb and Johnny. I will say that there's going to be a new president, and I will name Gavin Newsom will be president of the United States. I don't know if it'll be in 2024 or right after that, but I will say that I foresaw this in my head just a few days ago when he was on air. Does that make sense to you?
Gavin Newsom is our California Senate.
I know.
Senator.
I know.
So
I know.
I knew him.
Governor.
I know him. So you had this premonition a few days. Sorry about the birds, you guys. I don't know why this one is so chirpy. Gosh.
Would you cover the bird?
I did.
Would you cover it?
I don't know why. I'm trying to talk quietly because it seems like it does it when I talk. So you feel that way. You only feel, you personally don't have a thought of wanting him to be president, but you see that he is going to be president. Oh, you want him
both,
to?
Both, in my mind. Yeah, I would like him to be. But at the same token, I predicted Obama in Hawaii would be president 4 years prior to him becoming president. So I feel the same feelings about Gavin Newsom.
You know, it's interesting,
you know,
though,
he will be president. What?
You yourself have said, I'm not a world predictor. So
I know you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I know you were going to say that. there are times that I get a hit, and when I do, I let people know. I can predict earthquakes. I can predict weather. I'm not a major world predictor, and I'll say I do it lightly, but when I get something this strong, then I have to say it.
That is also very crazy about today, Dale, with that caller that called that you told her to go check out. I remember that show. She wasn't even telling you anything about her health, and you told her, go check this out. She did, and it was still there. You told her about it, exactly where it was in her abdomen, and wow, that was amazing, because she's now going to be fine.
Yeah, well, like I tell people, I don't do medical. But again, you know, there are exceptions, Johnny. When I really feel something about somebody, then I will say it. I can't help it, but I will say it. That is just my gift. And technically, I can do health diagnosing, but I don't do it on air. Or if it's a private reading, then it's up to the person, you know, that type of thing.
Yes. Well, speaking of private readings, I would like to give out your phone number, Psychic Dale Shear.
Sure.
So everybody get your pen or pencil and jot this direct number down. Dale's available for you. Call her, 808-372-1816. That's 808-372-1816 to book your private reading. And the lady who called, she's going to call you Sunday. You have that set up with her. So that's an ongoing thing. I recognize her voice when she calls, and I'm so glad it's an ongoing thing that you're helping her with many issues. So everybody, you know, do the same thing. And also listen to Dale's meditation tapes. There's a lot to choose from on Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel. So go there. I love them. And you even listen to your own. You help yourself.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because I noticed my pulse was getting high, and I go, why is this happening? So I started listening. Well, I started looking it up, and it says it's anxiety and all this, it's stress. And I'm going, uh-oh. So I started listening to my meditation tapes, which they have now proven that the meditation tapes of any kind will help you tremendously. So I started listening, and it came down, you know, my pulse came down. It went from 100 to 88, so that was good.
Well,
now I listen to them all the time.
Yeah, I consider that every time I go to bed, I meditate, because that's the time I cannot sit in one of those cross-legged positions because of my legs hurt. I grew up, I was a W sitter. You know what that is, don't you, right?
No.
That means that I sit a frog. You know, I would sit like a frog, you know, with my legs going out is what I would do. And basically what happened was that it would hurt me to sit cross-legged. So whenever I would go to bed, I would always consider that to be the time when I sort of expect something spiritual to happen. And, you know, it's the time when the mind goes a little bit into a relaxed state. And that to me is you know, what happens. So, but I mean, do you consider what happens when you go to bed at night? Like if you go to bed and you're drifting off to sleep, is that when you get your lot of psychic visions?
No, I have a hard time sleeping. I don't know why. This just started a few months ago, but, it's rough. I've been listening to ocean sounds, doing everything I could. I'm sleeping, but I don't know it. Somebody will tell me, oh, you're snoring, or I fall asleep in the chair, and Richard would say, God, you're snoring, you know, and you're sleeping. Uh-huh. And I go, no, I'm not. I go, no, I'm not. And I go, yeah, you are. And I, you know, I don't even know that I'm sleeping. I'm not getting into that deep sleep state. And I don't know why. You know, I don't have an answer. My psychic visions come 24 hours a day, all the time. I mean, they don't stop and pause and say, you know, oh, gosh, we'll just check out for a while. I wish I could. I have found a way to make them not come at all. Barbara, you should be interested in this one. If I put music on, you know, earphones and music, and put the music as loud as I can, then I can stop it from happening. But say I'm in an elevator, and, you know, I pick up on the thoughts of the people. And I don't want to know so-and-so is having an affair with so-and-so. It's none of my business. You know what I mean?
Do they have to be thinking about it at the time? Yeah. Do you read their thoughts or just every, like, different things about them?
I'm reading their mind at the time.
You know, it's actually weird. I would think it would be the elevator would be where it happens the most because you are not...
Yes.
Most of the time, we're not in close proximity to people for a very long time. With an elevator, especially if you were to get stuck in an elevator, you know, you would probably be in close proximity to someone that you would wouldn't be able to help.
You don't want me stuck in an elevator. I'd be screaming. Or I'm claustrophobic. I don't like it. But
that would be bad for you.
Yeah, that's bad for me. But I do it by voice. I learned when I was a telephone operator for Ma Bell, AT&T or whatever, for years. And when I was growing up and being that old-fashioned telephone operator, I would listen to the voices and I would listen and I would start picking up on things. And
I was going to tell you, I asked you this question one time. I said, what psychic would you least like to be stuck in an elevator with, and what psychic would you most want to be stuck in an elevator with? Do you remember your answers?
No. Well, I could tell you the least would have been Sylvia Brown, and
you got
the
it.
Best
that's
would have
said.
Been my
that's
the
what
best
you said.
Would have been my teacher. Yeah,
yeah,
well,
that's what you said.
I don't
that's
have
exactly what you
best
said.
Best would have been my teacher. My teacher, Peter Hurst.
Of course
Hurtel,
you
so.
Said that. I would have said Peter Kirkos in, and that other lady, I don't ever remember her name, out. That other lady that she did you wrong or she stole some.
Yeah.
Sylvia
stole
the way you did a show, I think. Go ahead.
I don't know. Johnny, you
want to
give out phone
want,
numbers or what?
Sure, we can give out
okay,
the number.
I gave the phone number out. Oh. Sorry, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry about that. 516-531-9874 to call in to get a mini meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Right now, everybody. But
yeah,
those
they
are
want
good
to call
readings
in,
for the ones that have called today. Those were really good readings. And like I said, you're helping this lady right now. I think a few times she's booked with you, so everybody should book
with
you.
I forgot to tell you one of my gifts. I'm scared to use it, but I'll tell to Johnny, one of my biggest gifts is having healing ability. I have used it on people that are friends of mine who've had nosebleeds or stuff like that. And it stops, the bleeding stops when I run my hands over them. Or if somebody is ill or sick, I'll put my hands on the body or just above it. And I've learned how to do that through other healers. And but I'm scared sometimes to use it. It scares me.
No, I like it. When I meet you in person, I want to feel your healing hands.
Why? You're not sick.
Because I think if you could heal somebody physically, you could, you can even heal, make them more calm. Like, I have nothing really to heal right now, but just a calm, like a no anxiety or like mental issues. It's kind of almost like, you know, somebody wants to quit smoking. I don't smoke, but if you want to quit smoking, maybe you could even fix that with the healing hands.
I don't think so. Took me forever to quit. I don't know. No, but I mean, on the healing, I learned it when I was younger, and I had parapsychologists work with me in North Carolina, and they noticed that about me. And, you know, but what I have found out through the years that when you do that, a part of you dies. You know, like I could heal someone, but I'm taking in their pain. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Say you had an ulcer. All right. I could heal that, but I would start feeling the pain of the ulcer. My teacher would do that. He would heal. And then he'd be down for 3 days because he'd be so sick, because he's taking in the pain.
Would you maybe ask ahead of time, what is the issue before I know if I want to take this on? Because knowing you're going to feel the pain, some of that pain people feel is pretty intense.
Well, I don't think you have a choice. If you choose to do it, you choose to do it. There are many healers that do it, you know, and they're very good. I went to one that Shirley McLean, you know, recommended, and it's Alex Orbito, and I saw, we went in a group of three people. We went to Hawaii. He had flown in from the Philippines, and he actually went inside the body with his hands, which everybody made fun of, but, you know, and actually pulled out blood and pulled out stuff and pulled out things. And he was able to heal. He went into my husband's stomach. My husband's having problems, and fixed that. I was having a thyroid problem then, and he went into my throat and fixed that. And I have before and after x-rays to prove it. It's, you know, it was unreal. So Alex Orbito, I was writing a story about him. He actually had me work with him for a little bit, and he was teaching me a little bit, and it was unbelievable.
That's
so
cool.
I've experienced it. I've experienced it. My teacher sent me to a rabbi. This is crazy. What I can't remember the place, but I was having a problem in the lower extremities with bleeding or something, and my teacher sent me to this rabbi. It was really weird. And he did a healing on me, the rabbi, and he started screaming, and I got really scared. I mean, at the top of his lungs, whatever it was, he screamed.
Are you both able to hear me now?
It out.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
you,
okay,
you were gone?
Well, I couldn't hear you. So I had to fix something.
Ooh. Oh. Oh. Okay. Well, you missed a lot.
Were you alone with the rabbi? Were you
yes.
alone with the
no.
rabbi at this time? Oh.
No. No, my
Who
husband
was
in
the room.
Was
or a congregation or what?
No. No. It was just a friend of a friend, and he was a rabbi. And he did this. He healed people for, I don't know, he just healed people. And my teacher said, I want you to go to this rabbi. And when I told him what happened, my teacher, Peter Herkos, he started laughing. And he said, well, I didn't tell you. He screams a lot.
Oh, God.
But whatever it was, yeah, whatever it was, it broke through my barriers and just it did that. You know, I was fine. All I can say is when I get into major problems, I do go to healers if I can find the right ones.
Yes.
In fact, I'm due to go to, you know, once you get in Hawaii, they have a lot of them, and they more or less clear all the negativity out of you, and I'm due to get that done somewhere.
Yes, well, I encourage people to do it, but then I'm not doing it. I need some kind of a special healing weekend somewhere. I was always gravitating towards something like a yoga retreat, but not one where they don't let you talk. You know, sometimes they don't let you talk at all. It's all meditation, no phones, and it's 3 days with not even one word.
No.
My friend did that.
That wouldn't work.
Mm-mm,
well, they
either.
Could do it, but not for me. Okay. You want to do the shout? Do you want to do the shout out, Barb?
Sure, everybody. I did give you Psychic Dale's direct number earlier, but I'm going to do it one more time. And also, you can find her link to her website on the bottom of every Friday Psychic Friday night show. You can easily find Dale here at the bookie store. What? Your website.
One thing.
Your website link is on all of our shows, right?
No. Richard, is Richard still with us?
He sure is. He's listening.
Okay. I'll call Richard. Give you love, lots of healing. Hope you're feeling better. And give you a call, either later or early tomorrow morning. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Barb.
I'm answering for him. Okay, because he's saying okay. And also, it's so great that he's on the phone, though, because for a couple of days, he wasn't even taking phone calls. So we're so glad, Richard, that you're feeling a little better and you joined us, even though it was just listening. And thanks, all of you listeners. Now, get your pencil ready again. Psychic Dale Shear's direct line is 808-372-1816, 808-372-1816. She would love to hear from you. So don't be shy. Text, call, whatever, and book your appointment. We want to hear from you next Friday on our psychic night.
Yeah, and my website.
Your website, yes. It is DaleShears.com, DaleShears.com. So find out more and order all of her books, too. She's a best-selling author, and these books are very helpful. And you may even get a signed copy.
True. And I'm in the process of reading Richard's book, Buck's Call to Duty, and I'm enjoying it. I've only got to chapter one, but he has 800 pages. So I figure in this lifetime, hopefully I'll finish it. But anyway,
for you and Richard Conrad's book. So that's awesome. Yeah, I haven't taken that on yet, but let us know. And what else, Dale? What were you saying?
I think that was it. But I want to say a big aloha and aloha for Richard.
Aloha, Richard, and aloha, everybody. Thank you so much, Johnny. Aloha to you as well. Aloha is what we say every Friday. So everybody have a great weekend. Stay safe. We have the air show here this weekend, so we're going to enjoy that in HB, California. So signing off. Life, laughter, happiness.
Everyone.
Good night.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha.
Bye-bye. Good night, everyone.
Aloha.